Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to thank all of our partners affiliated with the task force. Of course, those who are embedded in city government, meaning the city of New Orleans, but also the impact of ATC, the state fire marshal, as well as the state health department that were on the ground with all of our folks this weekend. Across the board, I would say, we really focused on some of the bad actors. There was a second line that happened under the bridge, we know, and that made its way even through the Treme community. We did not, although we were on site, including the New Orleans Police Department, it was chosen not to engage, to confront. However, today, take the necessary actions to hold those individuals responsible for organizing those events accountable. So that is happening today. We know who the organizers are. We've been in contact with them, and we're going to uphold the law every step of the way. Also, as it relates though to some of the, inspections, that's the word. The inspections that were taken this weekend, we did find some bad actors in some of our national chains. I've been in communication with them this morning. So whether that's Walmart in New Orleans East, they know, they've heard from me, unacceptable. I've asked that if they can't get it together, that we'll have to close that store, unfortunately, because that will take away the accessibility of the residents, but everyone needs to follow the rules. Residents are frequenting that establishment, not wearing masks, as well as some employees as well. So I've been in contact with management, regional management, not just, I would say, at the store level, but the regional level. And I have been assured that there will be compliance. And I've made it very clear that if not, that store would have to close. But with the intention of it opening back up, but again, adhering to the guidelines by the city of New Orleans. I had a conversation actually coming here. I was talking to Mr. Rouse, Donnie Rouse. There's a couple of the stores that we're focusing on. Quite frankly, General de Gaulle store, unacceptable. And while we have noticed improvements to the Uptown store, we're not there yet. But I'm working with Mr. Rouse in this regard. And he's committed to making sure that they're in compliance 100%. Some of the other challenges around some of the other larger chains are like your Family Dollar and your Dollar Tree. So we're looking at some of those stores today and trying to make contact with leadership, but at the same time, making them know that we're very serious, you know, about this. The cultural community, there will be more outreach and engagement affiliated with our cultural community because of the lack of compliance, but also underscoring that the majority, you know, of our people who have died in this city are very much associated with our cultural community. And so just wanting to reiterate that, this is not a joke, it's very serious. And when we see the uptick happening throughout the state of Louisiana and even our neighboring parishes, it gives me great pause, great concern. I have a meeting with, of course I had a briefing this morning with my team that was on the ground, public health, all you name it. But we will be convening again this afternoon where recommendations will be made in terms of what we may need to do in terms of putting more restrictions in place, possibly this week. It's something that we're very much worried about as we move into a holiday weekend. I cannot overstate it enough. The need for people to follow the rules are so important. And this is a matter of life and death. And so we're just going to continue with enforcement, even as it relates to, in lieu of fines or fees, implementing community service, litter abatement. So we're going to find a way to ensure that people follow the rules. But there's nothing more important than personal responsibility. And that's what I'm pleading really to the public right now. Personal responsibility and understanding that we have to look beyond ourselves, but look at our community across the board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.